Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary. There was a time when you made dinner or went out for a meal, and then you just started eating. But now, if it's something kind of wonderful, you have the opportunity to photograph it first and then share it with the world. Suzanne Potheiser is a food writer for 7 Days, and she's here to tell us how some folks are using Instagram to let the world feast with their own eyes. Suzanne, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.
For those who are not on the Instagram bandwagon yet, tell people how it works and what it's all about.
Absolutely. So Instagram was created so that people could post what they were doing at that moment. So it was something that you would do with your smartphone. You'd take a picture of whatever it was that you were up to, and you'd post it, and you'd create this kind of thread of what you were doing throughout your days. But it's changed somewhat from that original pattern where now people actually curate their Instagram feeds a lot more, and people take beautiful pictures and they edit them and they post them a little bit later. So for a lot of folks, it's become something that they use to express their artistry rather than just showing what they're doing kind of minute to minute.
So how is Instagram different from something like Facebook?
Yeah, one of the main ways is that on Facebook, you usually are friends with people that you actually know. And so the relationship is based on maybe you went to high school together, maybe you work together, and you're Facebook friends so that you can kind of see what the other person is doing and you kind of get this thread of the posts that they put up. On Instagram, you can follow anybody. It doesn't matter if you know them or not. So if someone's artwork catches your eye for whatever reason, you can follow them on Instagram. Doesn't matter if you know them, doesn't matter if you're ever going to meet them. It can be more about the balance of the photographs they take because they take pictures of birds and you like birds. So you can create these new kinds of relationships where you're connecting with people over their art rather than, you know, knowing what their kids did that morning or, you know, posting about how frustrated you were about something. So it's a lot more visual. And that's one of the reasons it's really appealing to people, I think.
But people are taking a lot of pictures of food. So why do so many people take pictures of their food? We didn't do this before we had a cell phone with a camera in it.
Yeah, it's true. People weren't kind of bringing their big fancy cameras to restaurants and taking a picture of everything they ate prior to this. So, you know, I think it's because you're going along in your day and you might be doing fairly mundane things, going to work, but then you go to the coffee shop and you have this beautiful croissant. It might be the most beautiful thing you've seen all day. And so you take a picture of it.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Potheiser, a food writer for 7 Days. She's telling us about the intersection of food and social media, in particular, Instagram. Suzanne, as a chef and food writer, how do you decide when to take a picture versus when not to?
Yeah, this is an interesting point for me because I care a lot about how the food tastes and the temperature at which I'm eating it, and that I'm eating it the way that a chef intended. And when I was cooking for people, if I sent something out to them and they photographed it for 7 minutes before eating it, I would think, oh, you know, the fat is starting to congeal and the sauce isn't going to be as nice. So there's a tension there between wanting to capture the moment and wanting to experience the moment. So for me, if I'm going to a once-in-a-lifetime restaurant, I actually don't usually take pictures of the hot dishes. I might snap a picture of a salad or something cold, but I'll just kind of eat it the way the chef intended it. But we're always kind of deciding now whether we're going to mediate the experience or participate in it. So yeah, for me, what drives it is a decision about what's most important in that moment. Is it most important to just kind of fully be present, or is it most important to capture it for posterity?
When you were writing your story about Vermont Instagrammers, you talked to 3 people who all use the platform differently. So tell me about them.
Sure. So I wanted to speak to people from different walks of the food world who are all using Instagram kind of to its potential. So firstly, I talked to Kate Spring from Goodheart Farmstead in Worcester. And what I like about her work is that she really takes pictures of farming as it is. Some people present this kind of idealized vision of farming where everything's beautiful, nothing's muddy. And I really like that her pictures feel real. She takes a lot of pictures of her family, her husband Edge, her son Waylon. There's one that I really liked of Waylon kind of holding up this huge earthworm, and he's dirty and the worm is dirty. And it just felt like this really unfiltered moment that she was able to capture. So I like that about her feed. There's beautiful vegetables, there's beautiful landscapes, but there's this reality of farming that I think is true to life. I also talked to Carrie Nershey, and she's a professional photographer, so she does this for a living. And kind of similarly, she takes pictures of food when it's partially prepared, so you can see it in process. Her most liked picture on Instagram is a picture of a cherry pie, and the cherry pie is in the process of being made, so the pieces of crust are on the sidelines waiting to be placed on top of the pie. And again, it's like it's not this perfect finished product. It's this, you know, real thing. It's happening. It's in the moment, and it feels kind of fresh and exciting to see that.
That picture is so good.
It is so good.
I would dive face first into that pie. That's not a lie.
I don't know what kind of Instagram picture that would make, Rick. And the third person I talked to is George Lambertson, who's chef at Arts Riot. And his pictures are really stylized. They really pop. They're super colorful. And he has this kind of edgy quality to his photographs. There are pictures of knives and chefs with tattoos. And again, all three of these folks make what they're doing feel real. And that's what I want to follow when I follow people on Instagram.
Yeah. So overall, what does make a great Instagram feed?
I think that posting regularly is great, but not too regularly. You don't want to barrage people with posts. I do like it when people curate. I'm less interested in seeing a picture of someone brushing their teeth than I am in seeing a picture of, you know, some peak experience that a person had during their day. So I think when I see friends who use it just to say, hey, I'm in the car and I'm driving, that's much less interesting. But there are people who are using it to say, hey, I went to a city I've never been to before, and I see this art on the walls as I walk down the street. That's more interesting.
Okay. What picture is it that you've taken of food that was your best ever?
So the three most popular photos that I've put on Instagram were all people who were in the process of making food in some way. So there is a chef from Hen of the Wood, Avery, who is doing some prep, and he's in front of the wood-fired oven at the restaurant. And there's another one of someone brushing butter onto croissant at a bakery. So you can just kind of see their hands and a little bit of their body. But what you really see is that they're in this process of taking great care to make this really beautiful product. And then the third one is Mike from Blank Page making a butter coffee at Bread and Butter Farm. And so I think what's really appealing to the people who follow me is that there's this action happening. Someone is doing something, and what they're doing is creating something delicious for you to eat and for you to look at. And that confluence of kind of the work of making food and the beauty of the food is really what I am excited about.
Suzanne Potheiser is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Absolutely. Thank you.